If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We are streaming on the Odyssey app. I was at lacrosse practice the other day, and one of the dads was saying to the other dad, have you heard this thing that's happening on the radio, this contest where they're trying to find Boston's best accent? It's called Downey Madness. It's really funny. And I just stood there and looked at the guy. I was like, no, I haven't heard that yet.
What station is that on? I should check that out.
Yeah, that sounds like it might be interesting, Kennedy.
It's Carson and Kennedy's Downey Madness. And here are your frickin' four. You know, they're like the Fantastic Four, but their superpowers are drinking Dunk's Iced in the winter and being able to drive for 30 years without ever using a blinker.
Now, before we talk to David from Dorchester and Michelle from Drake It, let's just take a listen back, Kennedy, to how we got here. So we have Donnie versus Dave in the other half of the bracket. All the voting is happening right now at mix1041.com. And this was what David from Dorchester had to say when he found out he made the frickin' four.
Morning, everyone. This is David from Dorchester. I think I should win it all because I'm an original Boston resident. As we all know, Dorchester is the hub of Boston. It's where the Boston accent originated. I actually grew up in Savin Hill in a triple decker from a wicked blue collar family. I was raised hardcore Catholic, going to Catholic school, and even was an altar boy. Ever since I could walk, I've been attending the famous Dorchester Day Parade. Dorchester is also the home of Marky Mark and his brothers, not to mention the Queen of Disco, Donna Summer. In closing, my accent is legit, and this is how I talk. Many of the other contestants exaggerate, force their accents. A real Bostonian can tell the difference. This is why I should be the winner.
So there's David from Dorchester calling out the other competitors.
He's calling shenanigans.
He is.
Respectfully.
Respectfully, with all due respect. And then this was Michelle from Drake It and what she had to say when she found out she made the frickin' four.
Hey, Carson and Kennedy, it's Michelle Baker from Drake It. So you want to know why I should be the wicked winner? Well, I'm smooth like butter, let me tell you. I'll serve you dinner as your wicked winner. Born in Winter Hill, and I'm here to chill. My accent's authentic. I'm not trying to sell you. No, I'm not fake. Make no mistake. All meat, nothing lean. I'm black and gold. I'm Celtic green.
Bar.
I play the lotta. I'm dirty water. I'm out of the cellar, and I'm into the parlor. I'm definitely a yeller all the way to the harbor. I drop my R's like Brady drops bombs. In Title Town, all wins, no qualms. This chick got the rhymes, and I will dish ya. Michelle from Drake It is wicked pisser.
I'm here for rhymes. You know I am.
Good morning, Michelle from Drake It.
Good morning.
We out here writing sonnets.
That was awesome, right?
It was fantastic.
Different.
It was, yeah.
And it was different. I wanted to stand out. I didn't know I was going to be the only girl, right?
David from Dorchester, are you there?
I am. Good morning.
Hey, buddy.
Now, David, does Michelle sound like she has a fake accent to you, or does it sound authentic?
Sounds a bit fake. I heard in Drake it, they fake it. I don't know.
Oh, he can rhyme
too. Shots.
Woo, but too bad I'm from Somerville.
So, you're not Boston.
So, David, have you been able to rally up the troops to get them to vote for you? Because, you know, this is the important part of this is not just, you know, your performance on the air, but then also getting your friends, your family, your fans to vote for you.
Boots on the ground.
Absolutely, yeah. No, a lot of people have been calling and texting and excited about it. Unfortunately, my friends and family from Ireland weren't able to vote. I guess the site's not available in Europe. So I did lose out a little there. But I think here in the States, I'll do fine.
I hate it when the international vote doesn't
I lost
in.
A lot of abroad votes.
And Michelle, what about you? What has it been like, the support from your family and friends?
It's been awesome. I'm hoping all the, you know, the 61 cousins come through.
Well, they better.
And Michelle, do you normally write poetry? Where did that come from?
No. So my husband, when he realized, you know, I got to make it, right? So he was like, let's do something different. And I'm like, all right. And he's like, let's write a poem. I'm like, a poem? We're not poem people. And then, you know what? We wrote it. It sounded awesome. So now we're gonna work on our screenplay, you know?
We love
we're
a supported
like, Michelle Baker, the talk of the town, you know? The final chapter is going to be like the wicked winner. And then we got to figure out how to get Melissa McCarthy to play me.
That's what I was going to ask. Who's going to play you?
Yep, we're going to work on some stuff here. I think I can get Melissa McCarthy.
Yep. This is the confidence that we need here in Townie Madness.
Speaking of movies, this one's for David from Dorchester.
Yes.
It's very important to me. David, what do you think is the best movie based in Boston, around Boston, and why?
I don't know. I'd have to say Good Will Hunting.
How about okay. them apples?
Okay.
It's not your fault.
I love that movie. Robin Williams was incredible in that movie. His accent needed a little tweaking, but, you know.
All right, we got to ask the same question to Michelle from Drake.
Equal time, I respect
yes.
it.
What is your all-time favorite Boston movie?
Well, I like The Town.
Yeah, The Town. Well, you think you're the only person in Charlestown with a gun?
Right? Now, listen, exactly. Again, cousins. I got cousins on one side at MCI Concord, and then I got cousins on the other side at the State Police. So we're kind of in the whole mix.
Is that a prison?
Yes, that's a prison, Kennedy.
Yes,
that's,
Kennedy.
I think that's where all the bank robbers are.
It's all right. I'm not here to judge.
Okay.
I love you.
Thank you both. There goes David from Dorchester and Michelle from Drakett, a.k.a. Somerville. Thank
Winter
you both.
Hill, to be specific.
Yes.
To be very specific.
Whitey Bulger was her cousin.
So get voting, y'all. Get voting.
Wow. Down to the final four, the freaking four.
Yep.
Yeah.
The voting is tight.
It really is. I'm looking at it right now. It's wild.
If you go to mix1041.com, you can vote right there. Again, mix1041.com. Vote right there. And then the voting for the freaking four ends for... ends up tomorrow night at midnight. And then on Thursday, we announce the Townie 2.
Correct.
So you have until tomorrow night at midnight to vote. Again, go to mix1041.com.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix
1041. Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City. Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.